Welcome to this fantastic interview. And I say fantastic because I know you're going to love the guest we have coming up already. I've spoken with him before, but I don't think we've done an official interview, but you have to hear from him. Ivan Raiklin is his name, and his website is raiklin.com. That's R-A-I-K-L-I-N, raiklin.com. He's a constitutional attorney and a retired lieutenant colonel, I believe, as a Green Beret, and he is right now helping America fight for freedom and election integrity and to get a proper Speaker of the House and much more. Mr. Raiklin, it's an honor, sir, to have you on. Thank you for joining me today.
I appreciate you having me finally. Great. Excellent. Spreading the truth.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. No, it's funny. You and I have crossed paths before. We've been in the same rooms. We've chatted in person, but we've just never done anything on video. Right. So here we go. But let's start with the big news of the day. What are we going to do about Kevin McCarthy
and
the Speaker
him.
Of the House
so,
position?
Yeah, absolutely. Kevin McCarthy does not deserve he does not deserve to be a sitting member of the House, let alone in a leadership position, let alone the Speaker of the House, who happens to be the second in the line of succession. Obviously, your audience probably would agree with me in considering the current person in the White House and the Naval Observatory as completely illegitimate and basically Chinese Communist Party ambassador to the United States, squatting in the White House and then squatting at the Naval Observatory. So we need somebody at least in the third position to not be leveraged by China, one, not be leveraged by FTX money, two, the corrupt FTX money, and then three, not be leveraged by their transgressions of a lifetime of transgressions. And that includes, this goes back to 2000 and I believe it was 15 when Kevin McCarthy was vying for the speakership and or maybe earlier than that, but he had to step away because there was another congressman that called him out for if anybody that's considering running for speaker has anything in their past that they could be blackmailed for, meaning wink, wink, sexual transgressions and extramarital affairs, then please, by all means, go ahead and step aside. Well, that was Kevin McCarthy. In the span of a couple hours, I think the same day back then, he had to step away from being the Speaker of the House. Well, guess what's happened since then? We not only is that underneath his, in his, I guess, potpourri of transgressions, which hasn't gone away, and he hasn't fully exposed it, so there's a susceptibility to blackmail. Because if he was straight up and said, yeah, this happened, it's already public and out there, then you can't really leverage that. But because he's been covering that up, that's still a leverage. In the line of profession that I came from, that's considered a counterintelligence risk. So his level of risk is high right there. Now let's move on to the FTX money. He took in, I believe, $2.5 million from good old SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried. Let's kind of review and recap. So the U.S. Treasury voted, and remember, Kevin McCarthy had his nice little Ukraine flag on his chest when he was sitting or standing in Congress as the leader of the Republican Party, along with the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, to vote for pumping in billions of dollars to Ukraine. Some of those billions changed into investments by the Ukrainian government into cryptocurrency to FTX, which was then funneled back into straight up and dark money into political campaigns to include Kevin McCarthy's PAC that he manages. And that money, $2.5 million, that was used against America First candidates to include Laura Loomer, who was on Alex Jones's show with Yay today, as well as Joe Kent in Washington's 3rd Congressional District. Guess what, Kevin? If anybody in your circle is watching this, I'm going to say this again and on every interview. Over my dead body, are you going to be the Speaker of the House? Because you just went after the top two America First candidates that would have won their races and were also endorsed by President Trump. They would have been right now giving you heartache, exposing to your face all of your transgressions and guaranteeing you wouldn't be the Speaker of the House. And that's probably why you didn't want to allow them to come into Congress, because they would have exposed the entire CCP scandal. That's okay, because guess what? People like me and many others are going to continue to escalate and expose that. And thankfully, I think Elon Musk and Ye is on our side. And then, we're growing in terms of the truth movement. Your podcast and And Clay Clark, you said, is, it looks like he's still in here. But other folks that are out there that are really spreading the truth, with or without Twitter, you know, with or without Fakebook, with or without Washington Slime, you know, Washington Compost or New York Slimes, we're going to force the truth down their throats. And, you know, this is probably a family show, so I'm not going to use expletives and to make my point.
Right, right. And I just want to mention to our audience, the reason you're joining us from a vehicle is because you're on your way to another speaking engagement, and you speak on a lot of locations. And I thank you for spending the time with us, even if it's necessary to do it from the road, that's fine. Your message is critical for our time. But let me ask you this. If Kevin McCarthy steps away from this, then who... Right. Who is an America First candidate who can be the Speaker of the House? And then the other question is there a realistic path for Donald J. Trump to ever become Speaker of the House?
Well, you somewhat answered your own question, but let me start with this. I think a lot of people need to start from the beginning. You know, the best case scenario that we can get is a speaker, temporary Speaker Trump, followed by an Andy Biggs or someone of that ilk, to play out the rest of the speakership for the remaining 2 years of the 118th Congress. The way I look at it, it's really a five-phased approach to get to that point. And we have about 32, 33 days to really finish off phases four and five, because we've already completed one, two, and three. You know, a lot of people a couple months ago, even a year ago, thought that, hey, President Trump cannot be Speaker of the House. He has to be a sitting congressman. Well, we've already moved the Overton window. Everybody realizes that you don't have to be a sitting member of Congress. So the next phase is to show that we have enough America First or Freedom Caucus members that are willing to say, you know what, we are a hard no, meaning at least four of them, that we're not going to vote for McCarthy, which means he does not have the 218 votes necessary to become the Speaker of the House. So we already have that. Not only do we have four or five or 10, we have 20. Andy Biggs 2 days ago in a podcast on Conservative Review mentioned that there are 20, at a minimum, 20 hard no's. So now Kevin McCarthy's coming back and saying, well, guess what? We're going to have to take it to the floor, meaning he's negotiating with the Democrats to get votes from the Democrats for him to be the Speaker. Again, I'm going to go back to what I said. Over That's right. my dead body, is he going to be the Speaker of the House? Because that momentum is increasing. 20 members, we're going to be forcing, and I'm hopefully you and your listeners will help out and asking every single state rep and state senator and a member of your congressional delegation needs to be asked the following question over the next few weeks when they go home for the holidays. What is your stance on Kevin McCarthy? Because guess what? If you're supporting Kevin McCarthy, that means one, you're supporting the corrupt, you're inducing and supporting all of these members of Congress on receiving corrupt FTX money. That is absolutely unacceptable. Now, for those members, there's quite a few members that received FTX corrupt money that you wouldn't be surprised that they received it. Ronnie Jackson, right? One of them. You know, he should be an America First person. If he didn't know that there was FTX money coming in for him, well, guess what? He needs to return that money and probably maybe send it over to some of the J6 defendants for their legal defense fund, our political prisoners. But bottom line is we need to apply maximum pressure, exercising our First Amendment, whether it's in your face, phone calls, texts, or emails, demanding that your representative not support Kevin McCarthy, and actually one step further, demand that he rescind his candidacy. We need to rescind his candidacy by next week because the pressure is only going to increase. I'm working with National File to come up. We're putting together a dossier on Kevin McCarthy and all of his counterintelligence risks. It'll basically be a counterintelligence report using the Director of National Intelligence's adjudicative guidelines on obtaining a security clearance so that the America can see all of the counterintelligence risks and vulnerabilities that are already out there in a court of public opinion, open source information, where it puts him in a position of blackmail, essentially. We do not need to have somebody leading our conference that has that level of risk.
Yeah, completely agreed. That's a really important action item for everybody watching to contact your representatives and make sure that they do not support Kevin McCarthy. But also at the same time, well, let me ask you this. Getting the correct Speaker of the House in position, whoever that may end up being, let's say it's an America First representative or Donald J. Trump, because as our audience knows, you don't have to be a member of Congress in order to be elected Speaker of the House. But if you get a proper person in there, what kinds of things can they do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come what, January 10th or whatever.
This is the most
whatever,
important part.
Once they have that power.
Yep. They can make a motion to vacate the chair. This is one thing that is a minimum. This is parliamentary stuff that people need to understand. It essentially means that any member of the House can go up and say, hey, you, if it's McCarthy, for example, hey, I move to vacate the chair, meaning I move to remove the Speaker of the House and replace them with someone else. So that means that, because right now under Nancy Pelosi's rules, which Kevin McCarthy wants to include in his rules package for the next Congress, is for him to basically dictate everything. That means he would not incorporate anything the Freedom Caucus would do or any other member of the House. He would just basically dictate by mandate, just like Nancy Pelosi's been doing. And guess what? He's leveraged by Nancy Pelosi because he's part of the cabal that covered up the January 6th activities. So here's kind of like some of the key components that people really want to hear. The Speaker of the House gets to appoint the Sergeant at Arms. That Sergeant at Arms then can immediately release the 14,000 hours plus of tape to get to the true story of January 6th. And guess what? Kevin McCarthy doesn't want that to happen because it's going to implicate him, Nancy Pelosi, Mike Pence, Mitch McConnell, as well as Chuck Schumer, all of them. It's going to expose them for conducting a coup on January 6th. The facilitated unlawful entry entrapment of the election justice rally attendees that conducted peaceful rally attending outside and inside of the Capitol, resulting in four murders at the hands of the Capitol Police and DC Metro Police Department, all under the guidance and supervision of those names that I just listed, to include Kevin McCarthy. Next, we need an America First Speaker of the House that will create the House Un-American Affairs Committee 2.0, basically exposing all the CCP. If you know, remember yep. back in the day, you might be old enough to remember the House Un-American Affairs Committee. We go after every CCP inject point in federal government.
But back then it was about communism, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. It was, the focus then was on like Soviet style communism, but now it needs to be on CCP communism.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Here's what I need everybody to get educated on is if you don't know who Yuri Bezmenov is, the ideological subversion, there's a video.
Oh, yeah. We know who he is.
There's a video out there. Since you know what that is, basically what I argue happened over the last several decades since that model came out under the Soviet Union, China has taken that model and 10x'd it, 100x'd it with their capability in order to be able to ideologically subvert our country through our institutions, meaning big tech, big media, big pharma, and big government. All you need to do is recruit 20 people, and then you help make sure that they destroy the country from within with the woke ideology, the mutilation, the everything that's caused friction over the last 2 years. And it's simpler when you have brand ambassadors advocating for those things to destroy America, meaning the Chinese Communist Party's ambassador sitting in the White House and the Big Pharma brand ambassador, Joseph Robinette Gieden.
And one of the things that Yuri Bezmenov said, by the way, there was a stage where he said it's demoralization.
Yes.
And it was pointed out to me by another guest that not only does that mean losing morale, as in on a battlefield, but demoralization, taking the morals away from a country to where you've lost morality, and then from you lose the family values, you lose your country, you lose
the
reason, you lose
of our
all
society,
those things. And
yes.
And I think Yuri Bezmenov, if he were, I don't even think he's alive today, but if he were, I think he would say that they've completed every step perfectly and the takeover is nearly complete.
Correct. I agree. So here's where we're at. So, I mean, again, Speaker of House can do massive amounts. I get a lot of people argue that, you know, Trump, why would he take it? It's a demotion. Well, guess what? Under the current circumstances, this would be the absolute checkmate move for him to do because he can fund or defund the entire executive branch in that role. Because guess what? As Speaker, it's not the Senate. Okay, people say like, oh, you don't have the votes in the Senate because, you know, blah, blah, blah. The Speaker of the House decides the agenda.
No, the House controls the funding.
Controls the funding. If you want to defund the entire White House, you defund it. If you want to defund the vice presidency, you defund it. If you want to defund the DOJ and the FBI that's persecuting you, and oh, by the way, as Speaker, you get immediate immunity, moving you from defense to offense against the DOJ and FBI, you immediately defund them, one, and then in their, if they want to maintain their status as a civil servant, not getting a single penny from the Treasury, then guess what? In their volunteer time, under their status as the special counsel, out of their own pocket, they can come and testify before Congress across 30 committees, 24/7 on C-SPAN 1, 2, and 3, uncensored. Bring it on. You need somebody with a couple of brass ones that goes in and makes sure that this happens. That's just the start.
Yes, and we exactly, that's just a start. But what you mentioned is already key. The sergeant at arms can release the video footage, and for God's sake, those J6 prisoners have to be released. They are political prisoners. This has been a travesty of justice the entire time.
Not only do we release the video, but the Capitol Police Board, which consists of the House Sergeant at Arms, the Senate Sergeant at Arms, and the Capitol Architect, gets to pull back on the criminal referrals on the nonviolent J6 defendants that didn't commit self-defense. Because if they, you know, if it was self-defense or if it was nonviolent, guess what? I would want the Sergeant at Arms to hire all of those J6 defendants to help that new Sergeant at Arms to go ahead and investigate the totality of what happened on January 6th. That would be great. And they could help out under oath.
Yes.
Next thing we could do is we could bring...
No, go ahead.
I mean, a couple other things that the sergeant, or the, excuse me, the Speaker of the House can do, again, uncensored on C-SPANs 1, 2, and 3, going to go ahead and create some committees. We talked about the WHO Act 2.0. Now we talk about the Nuremberg 2.0, right? I was just on Tucker last week. I think it might air today or next couple days, talking about not only the woke ideology, the cancel culture, but also the vaccine, the emergency use authorized clot shots and all the EUA products that have been forced on. The last standing organization within our federal government is the DOD that's still mandating it. I mean, all these people need to be held to account, from Mike Pence to Jared Kushner, who headed up the CCP-19 task force, all the way down to Fauci, Deborah Birx, who worked for them, and then all the governors and everybody in the executive branch, HHS, FDA, CDC, all of them are going to be facing and being defendants in this entire Nuremberg 2-style tribunal.
Amen to that. Amen to that. But you see, so many people are compromised. The people you named, but many people in the GOP as well. So we have these rhinos.
They will be defendants
who,
as
like
well.
Like you said, they've taken money from FTX. They are in bed with communist China, many of them. And so the anti-Trump effort right now inside Congress is intense. It's more intense now than it ever was during Trump's presidency, by the way, which I think his presidency never technically ended. But I think he's still the commander in chief. Under the rule of law. But anyway, whatever. He's not in the Oval Office right now.
He's physically at the Winter White House.
Congress, I should say, the rhinos are trying to eliminate him from history. Yeah, he's in exile. Exactly.
Yeah, it ain't
Go ahead.
I get it. They're going to fight. Bring it. We're going to completely dominate them. I mean, there's basically two options. I always tell people, we need to have the mindset of the following. We either win or we don't lose. Now, we transition from not losing to winning is kind of like the second component of that second option, which means we have to apply maximum pressure at all times. We have to know what our options are. Then we need to push our members in the Congress to go ahead and implement those options. And the way they implement it, we have to give them a backbone. We provide them the plan, give them the backbone, and basically defend them when they're doing the right thing. For example, those guys that are doing the right thing, I recommend everybody follow and listen to Andy Biggs. Go ahead and listen to Bob Good, Congressman Bob Good from Virginia, Matt Gaetz, people that are stepping out boldly and saying, nope, no to Kevin McCarthy, and we're going to have somebody that's going to actually.
What about Jim Jordan?
Basically, as far as it applies to Jim Jordan, he wants to be the chair of the Judiciary Committee, which you know, it looks like he's going to be that. And I think he's in a really good position to fight the fight, to go after DOJ and the FBI from that position. But if I should say when Kevin McCarthy pulls back on his candidacy, probably in the next week or so, because the amount of exposure that we're going to provide on all of his transgressions are going to reach such a fever pitch moment. And he's going to feel a lot of heat. He's going to have to back out from that speakership. Just watch National File. Watch my Telegram. Watch what Marjorie Taylor Greene does. As you've seen over the last few days, she's kind of doubled down on Kevin McCarthy. Yeah. That's going to really expose her. Unfortunately, I've liked her. She's been a fighter. But it appears as though, you know, she went the way of the swamp. And so we're going to be exposing that. I think Laurel Loomer is going to be breaking a lot as it applies to Marjorie Taylor Greene and her transgressions, and then linking it back to Kevin McCarthy. Unfortunately, she's probably going to go down with Kevin McCarthy. And I hate to say that because she's been an America First fighter. I have no loyalties other than to the truth and the Constitution. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. The connection you have right now, the bandwidth is really barely usable. So we're going to wrap this up, but I did want to ask you about Laura Loomer because she's been very vocal about Marjorie Taylor Greene and what's going on there. And also there's a controversy about, Milo Yiannopoulos, I think works for MTG. At least this is what Loomer is explaining. And Milo was setting up Trump to meet with Kanye and then Fuentes. I mean, do you have any information about that controversy that's spilling out?
I'm trying to impress you guys.
Yeah, the best source for that particular situation is the person that knows as the most amount of people in that meeting. And Laura Loomer is the one that knows a majority of – actually, I think all of those – so she communicates with Kanye, with Nick Fuentes, with Marjorie, with Karen Journal was at that dinner, as well as who's the other person that you mentioned? The foreign agent guy.
Fuentes.
He's not a
Fuentes
U.S. citizen.
Fuentes was there.
No, no.
Oh,
yeah,
Milo.
Well, he's an American. I'm talking about the foreign agent.
Swalwell.
Who?
Yeah, so that gentleman is not a U.S. citizen, so – there's going to be some information coming out. It's interesting that Marjorie Taylor Greene retweets a tweet requesting that five of 10 of the accounts that she wants reinstated on Twitter are not U.S. citizens. So there could be a nexus of foreign influence there that we're looking into.
Okay. All right. Wow. Well, it certainly is not a boring time to be alive.
Again, Laura Loomer is probably the best source for that. National File is going to be putting a lot of this stuff out as well. I would recommend taking a look at what they've been reporting a lot of this, and they're really on the ground, really behind the scenes, getting to the bottom of all of these FTX relations. They broke the story on FTX, the conservative leadership fund, tying it back to McCarthy, McConnell. And it's probably going to tie
McConnell
back
also,
to the RNC and Ron and Romney. And so hopefully I'll be able to host moderate a debate between Ron and Romney and Mike Lindell should that occur in January.
Okay. All right. So let me give out, you're talking about National File. That's nationalfile.com, folks, if you want to check that out for the coverage there. Your website is raiklin.com, R-A-I-K-L-I-N. And then also, let's see, you're on Telegram as Ivan Raiklin. So folks, you can follow him on Telegram, which I strongly encourage you to do. And I just want to say for the record, my position here is I am 100% America first, 100% pro-America, okay? I completely agree with what Ivan's saying here. Kevin McCarthy can't be our guy. We have to have somebody in there that's going to expose the massive infiltration, the massive betrayals, the massive... the swaths of traitors that have taken over our system. We've got to out them all. And Ivan Raiklin has a plan to do that. That's what's so cool about speaking with you today, Mr. Raiklin. So thank you so much for taking the time. I'm sorry the communication has been difficult, but you've said a lot already that's going to have an impact.
Yeah, I apologize. And there's another website that's compiled some of the Speaker Trump information. Somebody put it together, and I guess a lot of my pictures are up there, but somebody else put it together. It's called speakertrump.info. If people want to take a look. Speakertrump.info. Just to kind of get a sense of what what the plan is and how it's going to play out. But we're in phase three, almost phase four of this kind of operation, if you will, and it's running smoothly.
Well, I think if it just if they make Trump speaker, half the problems are solved because all the liberals' heads would explode. You'd have to have like brain cleanup crews on aisle seven throughout the House just from Trump being made speaker. So anyway, we'll see what happens. It's definitely interesting times. Thank you, Mr. Raiklin, for everything that you're doing and your time with us today. Thank you so much.
All right.
Cheers. Take care. And for those of you watching, thank you for watching. And of course, feel free to share this interview. You can repost it on your own channels. And I know some of the comms were kind of sketchy here, but we're doing the best we can with people who are, you know, on the front lines making a difference. He's traveling, he's going to speaking gigs, can't always get into a studio, you know, so we do the best we can. But thank you for your understanding and join us in requesting that McCarthy step down or rescind his attempt to be the speaker. Let's get somebody in there that actually loves America and can't be blackmailed. Okay. That's the solution. So thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, obviously, Brighteon.com. This is the platform where you can have access to free speech conversations just like this one. Thank you for watching. God bless America. Take care.